The park had an air of tranquility, the birds chirping and children's laughter. Mark and Sarah reveled in the day's warmth. Their son, Jeff, darting around them like a whirlwind of joy. Mark's hands gripped the swing chains, his muscles flexing as he propelled Jeff higher into the air. Sarah watched with a mother's pride, her heart swelling with love as Jeff's laughter echoed around them.
"Higher, Daddy! Higher! Higher!"
Jeff's voice rang out, a chorus of delight in the afternoon sun. Jeff jumped off the swing and headed to the sandbox. His tiny hands molded the sand, and his imagination painted vivid scenes of knights and dragons, as Sarah and Mark thought. His once innocent smile twisted into an evil grin, his eyes darkening with an unholy gleam. Mark and Sarah exchanged uneasy glances, a chill creeping down their spines as Jeff's laughter took on a sinister edge. Without warning, Jeff lunged at a passing squirrel, his hands grasping a nearby stick with fierce intensity. Blood sprayed across the grass as Jeff unleashed a torrent of violence, his once angelic face contorted with rage. Mark and Sarah screamed in horror. Their voices were drowned out by the sickening sounds of flesh tearing and bone crunching. They reached forward to stop him, but it was too late. As the squirrel took its last breath, Mark and Sarah stood frozen in shock, looking at Jeff, his hands wiping his face with the squirrel's blood. As a child, I thought I had it all figured out. I was drawn to the macabre, the things that made others around me squirm. Even my parents could see it, though they could not care less about what made me tick. I wanted to wade into the world of the dead, to immerse myself in the mysteries. Pathology, embalming, those were the things that stirred my soul, not the mundane affairs of the living. Jeff reclined in the rickety plastic chair, its legs groaning under his weight, as if on the verge of surrender. In the dimly lit basement, he gazed at the table before him, its surface trembling with restless energy. "I can't stomach the living. Their pathetic mourning and incessant whining," Jeff spat, his voice laced with contempt. "All those tears, the snot, the red-rimmed eyes, they make me sick." With a twisted grin, he reached down and picked up a jagged shard of glass from the floor, using it to prod the naked woman strapped to the table. She whimpered, fear etched into every line of her face as she felt the glass slice her skin. "You might think I'm a heartless prick, and you'd be damn right," he sneered, his eyes gleaming with sadistic glee. "There is no way I am dealing with that emotional sewage. But pain, that's different. Pain is my symphony. Not mine, of course, but the exquisite agony I can inflict on others."